And why do I suggest, he says, that in our case this is unhelpful, and only that which is clear and easily understood by the listeners is beneficial? This can even be seen in lifeless musical instruments, be it a flute or a harp, if they're played clumsily or unskillfully, without proper rhythm or melody, it will not captivate any of the audience. Even in these non-speech sounds, there's a need for clarity. If you don't play or blow into the flute properly, you've achieved nothing. Now, if we require such clarity, harmoniousness, and appropriateness from lifeless things, and strive and compete to instill so much meaning into these non-speech sounds, then even more so in people gifted with life and reason and in spiritual gifts, one should aim for meaningfulness.